Hamilton's family and about 100 supporters walked into Milwaukee City Hall just after 4 p.m., hoping to meet with Mayor Tom Barrett or set up a meeting. What the protesters found instead was about 25 police officers blocking the stairway and elevators to Barrett's second floor office. So the demonstrators began chanting. Chanting, singing, and a teach-in went on for hours. A little after 8 p.m., Barrett spoke by phone with Dontre Hamilton's brother, Nathaniel, who later told reporters Barrett has agreed to meet with him, perhaps as early as Wednesday afternoon.
Clear your schedule. What's more important than a man dying and losing his life in a park?
The protesters want Barrett to encourage Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm to criminally charge the now-fired Milwaukee police officer who killed Dontre Hamilton during an altercation in April at a downtown park. Nathaniel Hamilton says Barrett could push Chisholm to act.
We want him to say, hey, you're affecting my community.
One of the protesters who says she's been affected by the police shooting of Dontre Hamilton and the wait for a decision on criminal charges, as well as by other police shootings around the U.S., is Brenda Bell White.
As an African-American mother and grandmother in this country, I fear for black boys and men every waking day. I go to sleep worrying about it.
One person was arrested during last night's protest and charged with disorderly conduct for banging on the outer doors of City Hall when police wouldn't let him in the building. Earlier in the day, Mayor Barrett said the police department has taken a cautious approach to arresting protesters.
What we have is a police department that is very, very professional and has been dealing in a very professional fashion with the protesters.
Barrett backs police and sheriff's deputies for arresting more than a dozen protesters last Saturday when demonstrators took children along when walking on a downtown freeway. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.